seconds on the clock, and it is a close game. We've got the Lynx with 18 and the Rookies at 16. Rookies taking it out underneath their basket. Number 15 is looking for someone to toss it into, but it's stolen away by number 14. Oh, bad pass on the Lynx, and they recovered it. Number 23, Alyssa Olson, off her foot, but recovered again by the Lynx. The ball's all over the place. We've got Johnson at the top of the key. She passes it off to Malia Varan. Makes a drive. Alyssa Olson passes it out to Katie McGee. Katie McGee can't get anything out. She's on the ground. The ball is out of bounds. 3:16 on the clock. Rookies have 16 and the Lynx have 18. Right now we've got team fouls for the Rookies only at 3 and the Lynx only at 1. We've got it down the ball. Number 14 out of bounds for the Lynx. Hits it out of bounds. It's rookie ball taking it out of bounds. Number 15, Sadie Newton, looking for someone to get it into. She finds Emily Brandle. Puts up a shot, but it's no good. Caitlin Johnson taking it all the way down. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Lynx. Erin Zimmerman. She puts it in for two. Erin Zimmerman gets a board in, and we've got rookies bringing the ball down the court. Stolen by Erin Zimmerman. Passed off to Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson takes it down. We've got a foul on the floor. Looks like on the rookies. Black number 15. She gets her second personal foul. That's Sadie Newton. And that's the team's, looks like, fourth team foul. And we've got Caitlin Johnson. She receives the inbound pass, puts it up, and in for three for the Lynx. Rookies are bringing the ball down the court. They're looking at a half-court press. Number 20 is looking for someone to pass it to. Finds number 14. She loses the ball out of bounds. Looks like it is Chenalian Lynx ball, but we've got timeout on the court called by Coach Gary Lamar with the rookies. Thanks for joining us. We got 2:26 on the clock on the second half. The King Cove rookies, 16 points on the board, and the Chenalian Lynx at 23. These ladies have already played one full game, and they are working hard on the court tonight. In the first half action so far, we have had some three-pointers they put down and not a lot of fouls going on. And so they're really working hard, playing good defense, looking for good passes, trying to work it in and get a good shot. We got 29 seconds left in this timeout.
Rachel, you're doing great. This is Rachel at KSTP.
All right, this is really enjoying our time here with KSDP. KDST, thank you so much for the opportunity to call it in. This is Rachel Grossman. Glad to be with you guys tonight. Want to let you know that the Sandpoint team wasn't feeling super healthy tonight, and so we switched games up a little bit. That's why we've got a doubleheader going for King Cove and for the Lynx tonight. These girls are really working hard. They're going to be ready to get some rest tonight and come back and play hard again tomorrow. Okay, we're back on the floor now. Game's going. Lynx have the ball. Number 14, Caitlin Johnson, gets the inbound pass. We're looking at a pass out to Katie McGee. She kicks it back up to the top of the key, but we've got a travel called turnover on the floor, and it's going to be rookie ball. They're going to take it out on the sideline. We've got a little bit of pressure down by the Lynx. Inbound pass to number 14. She's bringing it down, sends it to number 15. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Caitlin Johnson taking it down one-on-one. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Erin Zimmerman. Erin Zimmerman gets it in for 2 points. Crowd's fired up here. They're ready for these girls to play some ball. They're loving it. Number 11 kicks it down towards number 15 for the rookies, but the ball is kicked and lost. The Lynx recover it, and they take it down to their basket. Katie McGee puts it up. No good. And we are changing possessions. Black ball taken out of the baseline of the Lynx basket. We got half-court pressure, it looks like, coming on. Number 20's got the ball. This is Elena Mack. Bring it up. She passes it all the way down to number 15. Tries passing it over Kaya Beebe, but Kaya's long arms put that pass back out of bounds. All right, we've got rookie's ball on the sideline here. Number 20 puts it up for a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebounded by Lynx. Number 4, Erin Zimmerman. She's taking it down the floor. Looking for someone to get it open to. Jonna Nanaluk receives that pass, and she does a fake. We've got to protect that ball. It's getting knocked away. Drives it in. Finds herself in Duarte's path and can't get anywhere, so she has to send it out. Johnson, number 14, drives in, but she draws the foul. Number 15 for the rookies. That's Sadie Newton. That's her third foul. Here we are in the second quarter. Just a minute 12 left on the clock. It's 25-16. Lynx are up. They have possession of the ball right now. Moving around the arc right now. Erin Zimmerman looking for someone to get it off to. Ends up with Jonna Nanaluk. She shoots the three from way back, and it's nothing but net. Jonna Nanaluk throwing down another three-pointer. It is rookie ball bringing it down the court now. Here they come into another half-court press. 28-16, 48 seconds on the clock in this second quarter. 20 for the rookies. Passes it to Duarte. She puts it up and in off the glass for a two-pointer. Back down we go, but it's a bad pass out of bounds on the Lynx. They got to settle down. They're throwing it out of bounds. It's going to be rookie ball on the sideline down here. The Lynx basket. They're getting some heavy pressure on the inbound pass, but 20 gets it in. She makes a good dribble move. Oh, she sends it down to 35. Duarte, she puts it in. Little two-foot jump shot right in there. Jonna Nanaluk now for the Lynx. She draws the foul off Duarte. Looks like we got a block on the floor down there. That is 16 foul for the rookies, and delay is first personal foul. 20 seconds left in the second quarter of this first half. 28-20. Lynx are up. Nanaluk's got the ball off to Varane at the top of the key. She kicks it around to Zimmerman. They're playing tough defense. Man-to-man these rookies are. They are all over these girls, playing really tight. We've got a foul. Number 5 on block. Christine Eichley. That's her first personal foul. Looks like we're going to go into bonus. 17 fouls. We're shooting 1-on-1. Erin Zimmerman for the Lynx at the line. She puts it up. It's good. Erin Zimmerman. They line back up the line. It's going to be a live ball. Erin Zimmerman shooting. It's 28-20. 7 seconds left in this second quarter. Rebounded by number 20, rookie. She's driving it down. 2 seconds left. She stops, pops it up. Yes, it is good. What a beautiful three-pointer for number 20, Elena Mack. What a gorgeous shot. These girls are playing tough. We have for you at the half, 28-23, the Lynx. It has been such a good game. So right now I'm just going to give you a rundown of what you're looking at for your players. They have Emily Brandle, 2 points so far. Sadie Newton, 2 points. Elena Mack at 7. Zulea Duarte at 10. And Monica Yachmanoff at 2 points. And for your Port Allsworth Lynx, we've got Erin Zimmerman at 7 points. Caitlin Johnson at 5. Katie McGee's got 4 on the boards. Jonna Nanaluk with 8. And Malia Varan at 3. So it has been a good first half. They've got 9 minutes on the clock. Just want to give you an update that tomorrow the plan is 9 a.m., Sandpoint versus Port Allsworth Lynx, Canadian Lynx, and at 10:30, the King Cove rookies are going to come back again to battle against the Lynx. It's going to be 2 good games tomorrow morning. Hope you can join us then. For right now, we're going to send you back to KDST, and we'll see you guys in about 9 minutes. 48, tied up in the fourth quarter. We got a foul. It sends us to a bonus. Lynx are shooting. It is Kaya Beebe. And she is up. The shot is no good. Rebounded by the rookies. They kick it out to number 14. She's heavily pressured. Knocked away. The Lynx get the ball, and there's a foul on the floor. It is number 14 for the rookies. Emily Brandle fouls Alyssa Olson. And Alyssa's going to go to the line. It is 13 seconds left, 48-48. 8-team foul for the rookies. And Alyssa Olson is shooting 1-on-1 at the line. They've lined up. Alyssa's got the ball. She puts it up. It's no good. rebounded by Chiavini, and fouled on her shot to put back up. That's number 20 for the rookie getting the foul. That is her second personal foul and the team's ninth foul for the half. Looks like Coach Gary Lamar is going to be calling a timeout for the rookies. The crowd is excited. What a good game this is. I love a good game. We've got 50 seconds on the clock. So here we are. Lady Lynx have 6 team fouls, and the rookies have 9 team fouls. They have put the Lynx on the line again, shooting 1-1. It is fourth quarter, and we've got 48 points tied up on the board for both these teams. They have been fighting hard, answering back each other's shots, taking it down coast to coast. It has been an exciting game, and I am sorry you guys have missed it. We've had some technical difficulties, but we've been working hard to get you guys back. We've got 20 seconds left in the timeout, and they're talking about whether it's a 1-1, whether it was on the floor, or whether she was shooting 2. So the referees are going to be talking about that to find out what is Chiavini going to be putting up at the line. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys, in Port Allsworth, Alaska. Glad to have the King Cove rookies with us tonight. It was on the ground, they're calling it, that she was on the ground. There's some dispute, so they're talking about it. This is important stuff with just 11.8 seconds on the clock. Here they go to the line. The referees are talking about it, and the girls are lined up, ready to go. Let's see what she's going to do. Very suspenseful. 1-1. That's what we're calling, 1-1. And Taya Beebe's got the ball. The girls are lined up, in position. She puts it up. The shot's no good. Rebounded by the rookies, but Alyssa also gets a hold of it, takes it back. It's on the ground again. It is a fight for the ball. Jump ball between number 35, Duarte, and number 4, Zimmerman. And it is Black rookie's ball. King Cove's taking it out underneath Link's basket. Number 14's got it. She's taking it out of the court. And stolen by the Link. 2 seconds. Oh, nothing. So we are going to go into overtime here. And I'm going to send it back for just a few minutes. We've got a game. Oh, no, we're not. I'm not going to send it back because we've only got 53 seconds. 48-48 is what we're looking at. We're going into overtime here. Team fouls for the rookies is 9. The next foul they get, we're going to be going into double bonus. And the Lynx have 6 team fouls. That's going to put them in for their next foul into the 1-1. So it is a close game here. These girls have played, this is their second game tonight, and they are tired, but they are fighting hard. They are putting all their heart into it. It is an exciting game. The Lynx and the rookies. Don't forget to join us again in the morning. We have Standpoint playing Port Allsworth, Tenalian Lynx at 9 a.m. and then coming back again for King Cove, Tenalian action at 10:30. So that's taking place here tomorrow. And I'll be calling those games for you again in the morning. Here we go. 3 seconds till buzzer, and we're headed back onto the floor. The Lady Lynx are out, and they are ready. We're waiting on the rookies to come in. They're in their huddle. Here we go. 4 minutes on the clock is what we're looking at for this overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. 48-48, Lynx and rookies tied up. At the line, jumping in the circle, we've got number 3, Chiavini, and 35, Duarte. And Lynx come up with the ball. Aaron Zimmerman passes it to Kaya Beebe, who takes it directly to the hoop, puts it in for 2. And number 20, Max, is bringing it up the floor, and she's met with man-to-man play. She's at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, and she is playing hard by Caitlin Johnson, who is all over. She passes it off to number 14, drives past her defender, but then gets caught by Kaya Beebe, who's got the long arm. She's denying the pass. Number 20 gets it, takes it, drives it in, and shot's no good. Ball is rebounded, kicked around, comes out number 20 again for the rookies, puts it in. 2 points on the board. It is now 50-50. Lynx and Rookie's tied up. Rookie steals the ball away from the Lynx, takes it back, puts it up. Number 20 for a lay-in, 52-50. The Rookies have it. Lynx are pushing it down the floor. 3 minutes left on the board. Taya Beebe's looking for a way to get in. Pushes it back out. John and Annalis got it at the top of the key. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by the Rookies, number 50. She kicks it out to Mac. Mac taking it up the floor, looking to see what her options are. Turns back around and heads to the top of the key to set up her offense. Slow and in control, 52-50, 2 minutes and 36 seconds on the clock in this overtime quarter. Pushes it down to number 35. She puts it up, rebounds it for herself, and puts it back in. 54-50, Rookies lead by 4, 2:25 on the board. Caitlin Johnson bringing it down the court. Going around all the defenders, sends it out to Kaya Beebe, who drives it right into the paint. Misses it, goes for the rebound, and it's knocked out of bounds. It is going to be, I don't even know whose ball. They haven't even said yet. But we've got a sub coming in. Malia Varane's coming in for John and Annalis. John is having a seat, taking a break here. And we are headed to, looks like, Rookie ball. Number 14 taking it out on the side, passes it into Mac. Number 20, she's bringing it to the midline. Meets Johnson at the midline, who's defending her hard. Screen by 35. She rolls in, but no pass. Kicks it out to 14 instead. 14 dribbling around. Malia Varane's got her. Another screen, and she pushes on around her. Number 20 brings it out to the top of the key. They've got a minute 52 on the clock, 54-50. The Rookies maintain control. Puts it up. Number 20, no good. Rebound by Johnson. Johnson's taking it down the court. Looks for a pass. Aaron Zimmerman receives it in the paint, kicks it back out. Kaya's open. Kaya puts it up, and it's good. We're at 52-54. Now the Rookies lead by 2. We've got a minute 30 on the clock in this overtime action. Sends it down to number 35, and Duarte sends it back out. 14 got it at the top of the key. She's guarded by Aaron Zimmerman. Minute 16 on the clock, 54-52. She passes it away to Duarte, sends it to the top of the key to Mac. Mac pushing in. They got tough defenders on him. They're working for a pass, working for a shot. 14 takes it, puts it up, and it's in. We've got 56-52, 57 minutes on the clock. Sends it in to Kaya Beebe for the win. Kaya takes it down the court. She takes it all the way to the hoop, puts it up, and it's in. 54-56, 46 seconds on the clock. Number 14 takes it out for the Rookies, passes it into Mac. Mac bringing it down the court. She's met with defenders, but she makes it through. She takes it all the way in, passes it to number 5. 5 puts it up, no good. Rebound by Rookies, and a timeout is called by Coach Lamar. He gets the timeout in, and it is 54-56. 28.9 seconds on the clock. It is going to be a minute timeout with a minute, less than a minute to play in this overtime. We've got 56-54. The Rookies lead by 2. Team fouls, they've got 9, and fouls for the team of the Lynx is at 6. They have been pushing it up and down the court. The rebounds are all over the place. The girls can't seem to get a solid handle on it, but they are working hard to maintain some sort of a possession there. So join us again tomorrow, 9 a.m., Sandpoint playing Tenalian Lynx at 9, and then at 10:30, King Cove is going to be playing against the Tenalian Lynx one more time. It has been such a good matchup, such a good matchup. We got 19 seconds left in this timeout. We are in fifth quarter overtime action, 56-54. The King Cove Rookies leading by 2. So glad that you guys could join us here for live basketball action in Port Allsworth. Teams are taking the court. You can hear the excitement in the gym. This crowd is ramped up. What a good game these girls have played tonight. They have showed so much heart. 14 for the Rookies is taking it out. That's Emily Brandall. She passes it in to Mac. Mac takes it to the top of the key. Katie McGee has it up at the top. Tight defense. 14's got the ball. And then, now she's picked up her dribble. And she's looking for someone to get off to. 15 seconds. The Lynx are trying to foul, but nothing's happening. looks like a mugging was happening down there in the corner. They finally got a call fouled. And so it's going to be one and one bonus. That was 17th foul. That was a call foul on Katie McGee, number 30. That was her first personal foul of the game and the seventh team foul for the Lynx. At the line is number 14, Emily Brandle. It is 56-54 with 11 seconds to go. Emily takes it, puts it up, and it is good. Perfect. Here she goes, lining up again. Shot number two, 57-54, 11.5 seconds to go. The rookies lead by 3 points. No good. Rebounded by Maria Brandt. She takes it down. She puts it over to Kaylin Johnson, who puts it up. It's good. 4 seconds left. 14 takes it out. And that's the buzzer. That's the buzzer. We've got some really, really fired up players. They played fantastic. We're hearing, though, 56-57. That was a one-point game. All the way to the buzzer, they played so well. Rookies came out on top. 1 point over the Lady Lynx. Wow, what a great game. I would give you what the stats were, but with all of our technical difficulties, we don't have that for you, so I'm sorry, but hopefully tomorrow we can pick you guys back up. Same kind of basketball action, 9 a.m. and 10:30. But for now, we're going to send it back to you, KSDP. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Signing off is Rachel Grossman.